USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, Robert Califf, proposed consolidating the leadership of the food side of the agency Tuesday. This is in response to criticism of its slow response to the baby formula shortages and other food safety concerns. The plan, unveiled by the FDA commissioner, would reorganize the overlapping food divisions by putting a single deputy commissioner in charge. As most remember, when the Soviet Union collapsed because of its dire financial crisis, the United States is close to being unable to recover from our massive debt. Speaker McCarthy and President Biden meet today at the White House to discuss the debt ceiling.
The Biden administration has been firm. It will not negotiate spending cuts for the debt limit. White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield on CNN yesterday argues McCarthy knows the right thing to do.
He actually voted three times for a clean debt ceiling increase under President Trump.
McCarthy Sunday on CBS says he believes Biden will negotiate.
I think the president is going to be willing to make an agreement together.
The White House will submit its budget in March. House Republicans plan to put forth a budget in April. Extraordinary measures to extend the debt ceiling run out in June. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
A once trendy Manhattan hotel has become a wild free-for-all of sex, drugs, and violence after the city began housing illegal immigrants there. The claim is from Roe, New York City worker Felipe Rodriguez, who added the illegals are throwing away tons of prepared food at the hotel and said the facility has now descended into total chaos. Chicago Mayor Lightfoot is celebrating the grand opening of a new eastern extension of Terminal 5 at O'Hare Airport.
The completion of this Terminal 5 has positively impacted O'Hare and the rest of our city and has transformed this space significantly since it was first created 30 years ago.
This is USA News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy!
Taiwan scrambled fighter jets, put its navy on alert, and activated missile systems in response to nearby operations of 34 Chinese military aircraft and 9 warships violating Taiwan's sovereignty on Tuesday. An outright attack on Taiwan by China has stirred major concerns among military leaders in the United States, claiming China and the United States could be at war by 2025, if not sooner. Ford Motor Company offered up the rights to the first customer of its redesigned 2024 Mustang via a charity auction over the weekend. The winning bid sold for $565,000. The sale took place at the Barrett Jackson's annual auction in Scottsdale, Arizona. Proceeds are to benefit JDRF, a charity that supports the fight against diabetes. Teachers are now getting a tool to fight back against students using artificial intelligence to cheat.
The maker of the artificial intelligence app, ChatGPT, is trying to stop its reputation as a cheating machine that helps students with their homework and tests. They've now launched a new tool to help teachers determine if a student or AI did the work. The new AI text classifier comes on the heels of discussions that ChatGPT could write just about anything on command and could foster cheating and hinder learning. Teens and college students among the millions of people using ChatGPT. And while many found ways to use it creatively and harmlessly, the ease with which it could write papers and answer questions on take-home tests did spark concern among some in education. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.